ओम शांति एंड गुड इवनिंग. ओम शांति. बहुत बढ़िया. और आज हम लोग साइंटिफिक एविडेंस की मॉर्निंग में बात कर भी रहे थे, तो अब हमने जो सेशन रखा है वो बड़ा प्रैक्टिकल, डूएबल और प्रूवन सेशन है, साइंटिफिकली प्रूवन सेशन है, जिसमें राजयोग मेडिटेशन को साइंस प्रूव कर चुकी है कि हाउ लाइफस्टाइल मॉडिफिकेशंस कैन हेल्प इन नॉट ओनली हॉल्टिंग बट ऑल्सो रिवर्सल ऑफ कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज. मैं एक इंटरवेंशन कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट हूं, मैं खुद काफी प्रोसीजर्स करता हूं, तो समटाइम्स इट इज वेरी हार्ड फॉर एनी डॉक्टर टू बिलीव कि हाउ राजयोग मेडिटेशन विल रिवर्स दी कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज. बट जब हम लोग राजयोग मेडिटेशन में आए, हमने इस नॉलेज को फॉलो किया, तो हमने ये देखा कि जो हम लोग एंजियोप्लास्टी करते हैं वो कॉस्मेटिक रिजल्ट तो अच्छा देती है, डेफिनेटली देती है, लेकिन कई ऐसी थेरेपीज जिसमें प्रिडोमिनेंट जो प्रूवन थेरेपी है सिर्फ साइंटिफिकली, वो मेडिटेशन की थेरेपी है, राजयोग मेडिटेशन, जिसमें ब्लॉकेज है उसका रिवर्सल भी शो किया गया. नॉट ओनली हॉल्टिंग, साइंस अभी तक ये कहती रही है कि ब्लॉकेज रुक सकती है लेकिन रिवर्स भी हो सकती है. ये बड़ी अचंभे की बात थी हमारी पूरी फ्रेटर्निटी के लिए. तो इसी सेशन के लिए आज हमने आमंत्रित अपने समक्ष किया. आप सभी लोगों से अनुरोध करूंगा कि करतल ध्वनि से हमारे ज्येष्ठ भ्राता आदरणीय डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता, जो कि एक कंसल्टेंट फिजिशियन एंड कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट हैं और सीनियर कंसल्टेंट हैं जे वाटुमल मेमोरियल हॉस्पिटल में. मैं ज्यादा टाइम इंट्रोडक्शन में नहीं आपको दूंगा, लेकिन दो बातें जो मैं आपको बताना चाहूंगा जो बहुत जरूरी है आपके लिए जानना, वो ये है कि ये लाइफ टाइम अचीवमेंट अवार्ड इनको स्वयं प्रेसिडेंट एपीजे अब्दुल कलाम ने दिया है फॉर हिज पायनियरिंग वर्क इन रिवर्सल ऑफ कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज. और दूसरा, ये प्रेसिडेंट भी हैं हेल्दी हार्ट फाउंडेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडेशन के लिए. नॉट ओनली इज इज अ गुड डॉक्टर एंड गुड एडवोकेटर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी, बट आप इनके स्पिरिचुअल लेक्चर्स भी सुनेंगे, जो मैं भी कई बार सुनता हूँ, दे आर वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. इनके मेडिटेशन के सेशंस दे आर वेरी वेरी एम्पावरिंग. और हमने अनुरोध किया कि यार आपको स्पेसिफिकली डॉक्टर साहब मेडिटेशन भी कराएंगे, जो डॉक्टर कराएगा तो आपको आनंद भी बहुत आएगा. एंड डॉक्टर साहब का जितना हमारा मेडिटेशन रिसर्च हुआ, उन्होंने प्रैक्टिकली प्री एंजियोग्राफी पेशेंट्स लिए, उन पेशेंट्स की जिनकी सिग्निफिकेंट ब्लॉकेज थी, कईयों की 100%, कईयों की 90%, कईयों की मल्टीपल आर्टरीज में ब्लॉकेज, उनको डॉक्टर साहब ने जो कोर्स परमात्मा की प्रेरणा से जो कोर्स डिजाइन किया गया, उसमें डाइट, लाइफस्टाइल और मेडिटेशन उसको इंक्लूड किया, और कंट्रोल ग्रुप में जिसको आप देखेंगे वो अलग ग्रुप था जिसमें मेडिटेशन को हटा दिया गया. तो किस तरह राजयोग मेडिटेशन के द्वारा जिनको एडेड एडवांटेज मिला कि उन पेशेंट्स का रिवर्सल, कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज कैसे रिवर्स हो गई, कितना आपको स्लाइड्स के द्वारा, ये ऐसा नहीं कि बात है, ये रिसर्च इंडियन हार्ट जर्नल जो कि कार्डियोलॉजी सोसाइटी ऑफ इंडिया की ऑफिशियल जर्नल है, उसके अंदर ये रिसर्च पब्लिश है, माउंट आबू हेल्दी हार्ट प्रोजेक्ट के नाम से ये पब्लिश है और आप इसको नेट पर एक्सेस भी कर सकते हैं. उसके बारे में पूरी डिटेल्स आपको मिलेंगी. ये हेल्दी हार्ट प्रोग्राम क्या है इसके बारे में भी आपको पता लगेगा, क्योंकि आज सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट हम सब लोगों को जानना है कि प्रोसीजर तो हम करा सकते हैं, कई बार करना भी पड़ता है और जहां जरूरत है करना भी चाहिए, लेकिन ऐसी थेरेपीज जो कि पायनियरिंग थेरेपीज हैं, जिनके द्वारा इस डिजीज का पैंडेमिक को कंट्रोल किया जा सकता है, वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. और वन ऑफ दीज थेरेपीज विच इज द लोएस्ट कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव, जिसमें केवल हमें अपनी जीवन शैली के अंदर थोड़े थोड़े चेंजेस लाने हैं, वो है ये हमारी लाइफस्टाइल मॉडिफिकेशन अलोंग विद राजयोग मेडिटेशन. तो मैं ज्यादा समय ना लेते हुए हमारे आदरणीय डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी को आमंत्रित करूंगा, जो आपको अपने विचारों से, इस प्रोजेक्ट से बढ़िया तरीके से अवगत कराएंगे विद प्रैक्टिकल स्टडी, और इस प्रोजेक्ट के अंदर क्या क्या किया जाता है उसके बारे में भी कई लोग मुझसे पूछ रहे थे, उसके बारे में भी आपको बताया जाएगा, और उसके साथ साथ आप किस तरह इस प्रोजेक्ट को अपने लाइफ में इंप्लाय कर सकते हैं और राजयोग मेडिटेशन किस तरह आपको हेल्प कर सकता है उसका प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस, वो भी डॉक्टर साहब आपको कराएंगे. तो मैं फिर आमंत्रित करता हूं आप सबकी ओर से हमारे आदरणीय डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी को.
Om Shanti. Let us start with one minute of silence. आप सभी सीधे होके बैठ जाएं और just realize yourself as a soul, as a point of energy, and from this point of energy, which is situated somewhere between hypothalamus and pituitary, the seven energies are flowing into each and every cell of my body. And Supreme Soul, who is the ocean of seven energies, that is knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. They are coming to me, the soul, and then they are going to each and every cell of the body. Just realize this. This is the reality. It is happening all the time. Just be aware of it. So I'll start with the presentation itself. Can we have the lights dimmed here? These lights. The CAD research project, this was started in 95, April 95, when we submitted this project to Ministry of Health for sponsorship. It was done in collaboration with DRDO, Defense Research and Development Organization, and few other tertiary cardiac centers. So I'll be discussing with you how this lifestyle modification can we really regress the heart disease. Normally it is said that it is a degenerative disease, it's a progressive disease, it cannot be regressed. The researchers have told us the previous some studies by Dean Ornish and Dr. Manchanda and others, they told us we can retard the process of atherosclerosis. Even with statins, we can just retard the process. We cannot stop the process of atherosclerosis. But in this study, we have shown significant regression to the tune of 12% within a year. And this is for the first time it has happened. This is our global hospital. Tomorrow you will be visiting. Most of you already visited probably. And this is our hospital, global hospital in Abu Road. And I request you to visit this hospital also. It's just near Shantivan. You all are aware about heart. Heart is a pump. It's a wonderful pump. It supplies the blood to the each and every cell of body. But it has got to supply the blood to the heart muscle. There are three arteries. Actually, there are two arteries, right and left. Left divides into LAD. I'm just recapitulating. You must be knowing, all of you must be knowing about it. And it divides into LAD and LCX, left circumflex. LAD supplies the anterior portion of the heart, and left circumflex supplies the back of the heart. Hooks around the left atrium and then supplies the back of the heart. And right coronary artery supplies the right side of the heart. And this is how they look on angiogram. You can see there is a block here. There is a filling defect. So that we diagnose as a stenosis in the block, in the artery. And this is right coronary artery. And now, how the blockages are caused? There are two factors which I must tell you, which lead to coronary blockages. One is, very important thing is endothelium. Endothelial dysfunction has a great role in causing atherosclerosis. Second thing is the LDL-HDL ratio. See, LDL, that is called as bad cholesterol, you all are aware. LDL and HDL, when the LDL-HDL ratio becomes more than 3, and the, because LDL comes, most of it comes from the diet. You know, the 30% of LDL or HDL comes from the diet. What are the diets which lead to, which have the bad cholesterol? All fast foods, all fried foods, sweets, all junk foods, they will contain non-vegetarian. So they will all have bad cholesterol, and good cholesterol comes from fruits, vegetables, salads, and even milk, cow's milk, and nuts, and even simple wheat chapati, it will have, you know, good amount of, it will increase HDL levels. Now, but the 70% of LDL or HDL is synthesized in the liver. The studies have shown that there's a lot of role of mind in making this synthesis of LDL or HDL in the liver. So when you are under stress, under pressure, type A nature, type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, isolation. Very important factor is lack of emotional support. That is, you are not able to ventilate your stress with your colleagues, with your friends, with your spouse, with your children. Then your liver is synthesizing more of LDL. And not only synthesizing more of LDL, but it is also, because liver is the place where the clotting factors also synthesized. So it is also leading to increase in clotting factors, especially fibrinogen. And on the other hand, if you are peaceful, loveful, happy, contented, then the liver is making more of good cholesterol, HDL, and also making clot busters. You must all be knowing. So there is a double benefit by becoming peaceful, loveful and happy. And then endothelial dysfunction. What are the factors which lead to endothelial dysfunction? Certain physical factors like smoking is a very important cause of endothelial dysfunction. And the pollution, environmental pollution, and the preservatives which we take, a lot of preservatives in the food. So they cause endothelial dysfunction. But long studies have shown us that mental stress leads to prolonged endothelial dysfunction. I'll show that paper also, that they have proven that when you are under stress, you are under anxiety, you are under you are angry mode or hostile mode, then your endothelium is making more of endothelin, and the ENOS, endothelin nitric oxide synthetase enzyme, is the function decreases, thereby nitric oxide production decreases, and then once endothelium gets injured, then the LDL starts moving in. And then the whole process, I will not go into details, and this process is happening all the time. Some studies have shown that one episode of anger leads to cascade of mechanism in the body, and the endothelial dysfunction may last as long as 3 days. And depression, it can be very long. And hostility, it is all the time. Till you don't forgive that person, or you do not forgive yourself. That's why people who are hostile, they will have diffuse blockages. You must be knowing, 54% of Indians have got triple vessel disease, diffuse triple vessel disease, as compared to only 21% in the Westerners. That means 54% of people who have MI or who when we do angiogram, they are not amenable for angioplasty or bypass surgery. More than 50% people, or people who have CAD, documented CAD. So you can just see, so this is how the blockages start, and then once the blockage is 70%, then it is called a significant blockage. And when such a person exerts, climbs or lifts weight, or under mental stress, he will develop angina. And when this cracks, the plaque cracks. Now, what is the most important cause of crack in the block or plaque? Is stress. Type A behavior, pressure of time, pressure of work, pressure of perfection, competition, comparison. So this is what type, and polyphasic person, a type A person is usually polyphasic. At the same time, you do so many things. So now it has been estimated that about more than 70% people in the world are type A. 70-80% people are type A. And then lack of love, isolation, anger, ego. So this, the release of various hormones, stress hormones, they lead to that state leads to crack in the plaque. Some studies have also shown that the people who have got dental health is not good, they can also have ulceration in the plaque. So this is how there's clot formation, thrombus formation, and that leads to heart attack. So sudden 100% blockage leads to heart attack, myocardial infarction. And this block, suppose this was 70%, and then this could have continued 72, 75, 80, 90, no heart attack. So slow progression of the disease does not lead to heart attack. Many of us, if we suddenly go for angiogram, we may be having our arteries 100% block without any symptoms, because a lot of collaterals develop, intracoronary, intracoronary collaterals develop. So the, basically it is not the block which leads to heart attack, it is the thrombus formation which leads to heart attack. That is why there is a role of streptokinase, urokinase and TPA and the nectarplase, right? So this is how we can manage this. And the, it has been observed in various studies that the more than 80%, more than 85% of the MIs, microinfarctions, they occur in territories which where the block is less than 70%. While in the modern medicine, we do angioplasty or bypass surgery for territories which are more than 70%. Right? So still there is a, after angioplasty bypass, still there is a chance, 85% chance that the plaques which are 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, they can rupture. Only 14 to 15% of the plaques which are 70% or more are going to rupture. So once the degree of block is more, the less chances of MI. The plaque is because the younger plaque has got more LDL in it. So it's more pliable, it's more unstable plaque. Once the block is increasing, there's more fibrosis occurring in the plaque and calcification, and then it becomes stable. So this is about this, right? So the angioplasty or bypass, it does not address the root cause. Primary angioplasty is fine. If you can reach the hospital within 3 hours of MI, nothing like it. Primary angioplasty has got very good results. But after that, you know, there are the various studies have shown us, I'll tell you, their results are not very good, right? So bypass does not, because the blocks have come from within. We have just bypassed the block. Here also the block was there and we have just put a balloon and then stent. Balloon is done, dilated, and then we put a drug-eluting stent. Still the disease will come back, because average time after angioplasty is 10 months and average time after bypass surgery is 8 years. So this, because we have not addressed the root cause, this is only palliation. That's why people require repeat angioplasty or redo bypass surgery. But the studies have shown us that the psychological stressors, which are very important, a type A behavior, anxiety, depression, anger, isolation, chronic life stresses, and they lead to behavioral risk factors. That means when person is under stress, then he is prone to addictions like smoking alcohol. Then he is prone to go for poor diet. Poor diet means high fiber, low fat diet. More of junk food, more tastes. And then he is not, because he doesn't get proper sleep, a person under stress, his sleep is not delta sleep, he is more mostly in alpha or theta sleep. He doesn't get full relaxation. That's why he goes to bed day late and gets up late, and exercise, he cannot do proper exercises. And then they also do not adhere to treatment regimens. They don't change themselves, they don't change their lifestyle, but they change the doctors. And this is what leads to progression of atherosclerosis and clinical events. So after one episode of MI or unstable angina, it is a must to address 1 and 2 if you want to prevent further heart attacks. We have to modify the psychology of the person, and we have to modify the behavioral risk factors. So we have to modify the diet, exercise and sleep and stop smoking. So this is where sort of we have intervened in this study. So when you are under type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, then your heart is like this, the expression goes like this, and when you are sensitive and emotional, you are not ventilated, then your heart is like this. And then we sort of, mood decides our food. There are studies, I'll show you those studies. Mood decides our food. And then you go for burger, pizza and other ice creams, and people start taking fish, that it contains more of omega-3 fatty acids. Fish is not the answer to coronary artery disease, and people go to gym and they do unaccustomed exercise, and then when they do unaccustomed exercise, then they have premature heart attacks. You must be hearing in newspapers and television that so many people, when they go to gym and in the beginning only, or when they do extra exercise, they collapse on the gym itself, in the gym itself. So heart attack, which was supposed to come 5-6 years later, it comes in the gym itself. Now, what is the fact and figures about that? See, now is 2010, 2015 is coming. We are almost 3-4 months away. And you can see this. Now we have 62 million people suffering from heart disease approximately. And out of which less than 50 years, 37 million. So more than 60% of heart patients are below 60 years, 50 years of age. It's a young population which is getting affected. And CD deaths, total deaths will be 29 lakhs, 2.9 million. You can imagine one year, how many people are dying? 2.9 million. Just because of CAD. And out of which less than 50 years is more than half of the deaths occur in below 50 years. So this is a disease, this is an epidemic which is affecting the young population. They are being hit the hardest. And 12-14% of urban Indians are suffering from coronary artery disease. There is a paradox here. And 6-7% of rural Indians have coronary artery disease. So this is almost double. Urban areas have got more heart disease as compared to rural areas, and as compared, 3% of US population has CAD. So there is a two-fold urban-rural gradient in the same genetic pool. There are four brothers, two are in the village and two are in the city. So who are in the city, they have more tendency to develop heart attacks as compared to people who are in the village. So there is a powerful impact of lifestyle factors superimposed over same genetic susceptibility. And this was a study which came in JAPI, and this shows that the doctors, they compared general population with the doctors. See, doctors have more disease. Hypertensives are more, obesity is more, diabetes is almost same, metabolic syndrome is more. So doctors are, ahead of general population, right? So doctors teach others, but they do not follow the advice themselves, right? They go to bed late, get up late, and in the conference you must have seen, all of us, not here, but otherwise, most of us go for fast food and junk food, isn't it? And state of art modern heart care, it gives us the angioplasty with stenting, BMS, or that is bare metal stenting, and DAS, CABG, statins. They all are essentially palliative. The various studies, Courage trial, and this is a landmark study where they've shown that the people who undergo angioplasty, they have actually more reinfarction rate after angioplasty. Similarly, the OAT trial, it has also shown the more reinfarction rate. And MAS2 trial, which compared bypass surgery, angioplasty, and optimal medical therapy. Optimal medical therapy means patient gets full pharmacological therapy along with lifestyle intervention. That is optimal medical therapy. So once you have this, they have shown that there is no significant difference between three groups. Bypass surgery, angioplasty, and mortality is same, reinfarction rate is same. Only bypass surgery people will have longer duration. They will have sort of longer duration for next intervention. I told you after angioplasty, mean time is 10 to 11 months. Next angioplasty required. An inter-heart study has shown significantly that lifestyle modification, just by changing the lifestyle, you can, 90% of heart disease, you can be prevented. Just by lifestyle modification. So it is essentially palliative, does not address the root cause. What is the root cause? Genetic factors. Genes are very important, right? Then mental stress. No medicine can modify the mental stress. Angioplasty bypass cannot modify the mental stress. Diet, exercise, sleep, and tobacco use. And present healthcare is only one dimension, dimensional. That is it. This is only the body. Nowhere in India or abroad there is a teaching about mind or soul. While we know that CAD is a psychosomatic disease. It's a lifestyle disease. And it's not taught in the medical colleges. This is a study which is very, they have shown that how the psychological factors, they have a special role in the pathogenesis of cardiovascular disease and implications for therapy. If you can modify the stress, you can reduce the recurrence of heart disease. And younger people getting heart attacks, now today you must be seeing in the population, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, young people, not even married, they just came out of IIT, they just came out of medical school, and they have MI. This work stress is a very important cause. Here the blocks are not there. Many times, patient has massive heart attack at the age of 25, and ejection fraction has become 25%, and you do the angiogram, there is no block, or a 20% block. The plaque has ruptured, and there is a thrombus formation, and the whole LAD territory has gone. You can just imagine what will happen with that boy. So this is what is happening. The main cause is work stress. And this study which I was telling, mental stress induces prolonged endothelial dysfunction via endothelial A receptors. And anger, people just because of anger, people who have more anger, they are 3.5 times more prone to develop secondary AMI. Just because of anger. So anger is an independent risk factor for heart disease. Then anxiety, similarly, worry. And the diet has a very significant role, because now there are lots of studies, sattvic diet, rasic diet, tamasic diet, right? So what happens, tamasic diet stimulates our sympathetic system. It leads to release of more cortisol, more epinephrine. And on the other hand, sattvic diet, it leads to release of endorphins and serotonin. This is about inter-heart study. How the 30,000 men and women in 52 countries over all the 5 continents, and they have shown changing lifestyle could prevent at least 90% of all heart diseases. And mental stress was a significant factor which was changed in this study. And you can just see this. Just as foods determine our moods, so do our moods determine what we eat. If we are feeling bitterness in the mind, then you go for sweets, compensating with sweets. If you're feeling very dry here, you compensate by taking fried foods. Similarly, more than 100 moods have been studied, and how the people are compelled to take wrong food in spite of they know about it, that this is not good for them. A diabetic taking sweets, they know about it, but inner bitterness leads to compulsive behavior of going for sweets. So what is three-dimensional healthcare? So we devised a program which is called as three-dimensional healthcare, and which combines spirituality and science. Science is evidence-based, but spirituality is experience-based. There is no practical evidence of spirituality, how it heals you, but it is experience-based. And within this three-dimensional healthcare program, we have combined spirituality and science. Medication heals you from outside, but meditation heals you from within. It treats your mind. And how it treats you, I'll discuss with you. So this is the practical model of health, 3D healthcare. And this study was started in 95. We officially sort of started with the first batch in Feb 98, and with various institutes, and it was sponsored by Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India. And in this study, psychologists, physiologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, clinicians, nutritionists, fitness experts, and spiritualists. We have worked hand in hand for more than 14 years, and now we can come out with the results. This study has been published. This is there in your files, this study. The whole study is there in your files. You can see yourself. This is Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. It was published in 2011, and 2013, July, we were informed by the Biomed Library that your study is in its first top 20. It has come in first top 20 studies, most cited, most visited by researchers, medical students, and public. And now this study has been ranked number one in the world. Such a small place in Mount Abu has become very famous now, right, because of this study, because people from not only India but from abroad, all the countries, they send a lot of their, you know, emails, their sort of case studies to me, that what we can do about them. And you there, how the blocks open up, right? Even 100% blocks open up. In the beginning, we had 3,300% blocks. That's calcified blockages. And we are not considered in the study that, you know, we will not consider these 100% blocks. We thought this is irreversible, the calcified blocks. But out of 33 blocks, 11 blocks had opened up. 100% blocks had opened up. So that was sort of a surprise, is sort of surprise for us also, for these investigators also. 100% calcified blockages had opened up.
How many percent of blocks opened?
93% of blocks had opened. I'll show you the figures. So this is, now this study is there, whole study, 9-page study is there in with you. You can go through the study. And then now this next study, Abu Healthy Heart trial, which is a randomized control trial, it is under publication. And which we had two groups, healthy lifestyle group and control group. And the difference between the two groups was only stress management through Raja Yoga meditation. Healthy lifestyle group was given stress management, other group was not given stress management. Diet and exercise remained the same. And like both, all the things were same. And all these patients were subjected to hormonal profile, epinephrine levels, norepinephrine levels, cortisol levels, serotonin levels, dopamine levels, and the endorphin levels. Even melatonin was done in a few number of patients. And they were done, physiological profile was done, including EEG and the heart rate variability. The only difference was this only, right? And angiographies were repeated after one year. See, our 80% patients were either triple vessel disease or double vessel disease. Only 20% patients were single vessel disease in both the groups. See, the psychological stresses, type A behavior was significantly modified in healthy lifestyle group, but not much decrease was seen in the control group. Anxiety was significantly decreased. Depression was significantly decreased. Anger was also significantly decreased. Anger content. But in the control group, anger increased because we had informed them, you know. That they should not be angry. Okay. Are you able to hear me? Fine. So. Sound in this? Okay. Bole kya? Now, see, the patients who were adhering to Raja Yoga meditation, they could change their diet properly, exercise also, adherence was better, but in the control group, adherence was poor as compared to healthy lifestyle group. And see the EEG. This is a baseline EEG on the day one. See, the beta rhythm was predominant, alpha rhythm was poor, beta rhythm, theta and delta was very poor, but after 7 days of meditation, Raja Yoga meditation, practicing 7 days of Raja Yoga meditation, you can see the significant change. Alpha rhythm, see this alpha rhythm and this alpha rhythm? Even beta rhythm decreased and even theta rhythm came. See this theta and theta here? So patients were much relaxed with eyes open. And we gave them questions also during this EEG. And you can see this is significant, even with questioning and arithmetic solutions, still they are enjoying theta rhythm, which is present deep relaxation or sleep. And
Even delta rhythm also increased after 1 year. I'll show you. See this alpha rhythm kept on, alpha rhythm increased, beta kept on decreasing, theta was increasing, and even delta was also after 1 year, you can see significant change in delta rhythm. That means with eyes open, working, you are as relaxed as sleeping. Right? So that is the beauty of Raja Yoga meditation. It's a change of consciousness from outer self to inner self consciousness. So that is the basic concept of this program. And if you see this, heart rate variability, the low frequency power is represents sympathetic activity, and the high frequency powers represents parasympathetic activity. When these patients came to us on day one, you can see this. Sympathetic activity, they were sympathetic, overactivity was seen, and parasympathetic activity was low. And on day 7 itself, there's significant change. Day 7 itself. And 1 year, there was a total harmony. Sympathetic and parasympathetic, total balance was there. And then it was maintained at 2 years. And see this, epinephrine levels, day 7 itself, there was a significant change. Both in randomized control study and non-randomized study. Then norepinephrine levels and the dopamine levels. Day 7 itself, there was a significant change was observed. And then it was maintained. The serotonin and endorphin levels, day 7 there was a significant increase in serotonin levels and also also endorphin levels, beta endorphin levels. You know the endorphins are natural painkillers, natural morphine inside, produced in the body when you are positive, and that is what happens with these patients. And the 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. cortisol samples, in both in urine and blood, 24-hour urine sample and then blood for spot stress and 24-hour collective stress. You can see this, the day 7 itself, there was 30% decrease in cortisol levels at 8 a.m. That means hypercortisolemia is significantly decreased and these patients enjoy a relaxed life throughout the day. Same thing here in the non-randomized study. And plasma insulin levels, there was significant decrease in insulin levels, fasting and postprandial both. HbA1c levels were significantly decreased, but you can see the insulin levels were significantly decreased day 7 itself. That means there was a better insulin sensitivity. That is the crux of metabolic syndrome in India. That is the crux of coronary artery disease in India. That is the crux of diabetes in India. So just by doing Raja Yoga meditation, low fat, high fiber diet, high fiber balanced diet, balanced vegetarian diet. Mind you, it is not just fruits and vegetables. It's a, which contains carbohydrate, fat, vitamins, minerals, and proteins. Adequate amount of proteins and adequate amount of water. And so this is where we could, and melatonin levels also we did in this saliva. And we saw, we studied the patient in two early salivary samples were taken from starting from 8 p.m. up to 4 a.m. And there was significant, there was 300% rise in melatonin levels in from the baseline in these patients. And if you see the patient who were class 3, they became almost like class 1. You know, they could walk more than 3 kilometers. Number of nitrate tablets decreased significantly. And the requirement of antihypertensive, antidiabetics